Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. Today I will be talking about the opioid epidemic and focusing mainly on the contributing factor of overprescription of pain medication. So just to start off with a little bit of background information, I would like to begin with a one-paragraph paper that was published by Porter and Jick back in 1980. The paragraph was titled "Addiction Rare in Patients Treated with Narcotics," and concluded just that. There was a new statistic that less than 1% of opioid users became addicted to the drugs, and it escalated the overprescription of pain medication. The healthcare belief during the beginning of this epidemic was that pain pills were non-addictive because of this paper. Doctors and prescribers all over took this as the okay to start prescribing freely for pain management. Eventually, pill mills came about, particularly in southern Ohio. Pill mills were where addicts could repeatedly go to get a prescription for narcotics with little to no hassle. At this time, there were no systems such as the OARRS, which is now in place, to keep track of who was already prescribed certain medications. Pill mills influenced our medication-taking behaviors in regards to the opioid epidemic. Taking prescription medication became a social norm in some areas during this epidemic. I am surprised that a one-paragraph paper by Porter and Jick could completely change the attitude surrounding prescription opiates in America. I am also angry at all the doctors that took advantage of and abused their powers by running pill mills. I think this epidemic may have been avoided or less severe if this extreme overprescription of opioids never occurred. What do you think? I will now be interviewing Sheila, my mother, who is a registered nurse back in Toledo, Ohio. Hello, Sheila. I am interviewing you today to get your thoughts on the opioid epidemic. So the first thing I would like to ask you is, have you seen a change in the way doctors prescribe opioid medications throughout your career as a registered nurse? For example, did you ever feel that the doctors you worked for overprescribed medications at any point?
I've seen a large change in the prescription of narcotic drugs and opiates. First of all, I've seen a huge change within the last 15 years. In my past, I worked for vascular surgeons, and yes, I feel they did overprescribe. Generally speaking, if a person had a poor surgery outcome, one surgery in particular, they would overprescribe medications. There was only a 70% chance of the surgery overall working, and sometimes that 70% didn't work. And so they would prescribe narcotics for long duration of times, and then they would send them to pain management.
My next question is, after the opioid epidemic really took off and the Ohio automated RX reporting system was put in place, did you see a difference in the way opioids were prescribed? Were prescribers stricter on prescribing pain pills?
There's been a large change in the way prescription medications such as narcotics and opiates have been prescribed. I've been a nurse for about 20 years, and in that 20 years, I've seen a huge change. The most recent change being that narcotics can only be prescribed for a 7-day time frame, and after that, they have to seek another physician or they have to seek a new prescription, as well as the prescription has to be handwritten and taken to the pharmacy. It cannot be prescribed over the computer.
Do you have any final words or personal opinion relating to the opioid epidemic today?
Overall, I feel the overprescription of narcotic drugs has caused the epidemic with heroin.
My next interviewee will be my sister, Mackenzie, who is a student athlete. Mackenzie suffered from an ACL tear during her spring soccer season and was prescribed Percocet, otherwise known as oxycodone, after her surgery. Oftentimes, addiction can start in individuals during the recovery time after surgeries due to the overprescription of painkillers. Hello, Mackenzie. I am interviewing you today to hear about your experience after your ACL surgery. As I previously mentioned, you were prescribed Percocet. Did you feel like you were prescribed the right amount, too little, or too much? In other words, did you need to take all, more, or less of the Percocet you were prescribed?
For me personally, I didn't need to take all the Percocet that I was prescribed. I stopped taking them about 3/4 of the way through my prescription. So I think that the medication for this surgery was overprescribed.
Thank you for sharing your experience with us today, Mackenzie. So Mackenzie's experience with overprescription of opioids after surgery is just one of the many cases that occur every day in America. Overprescription of opioids contributes to America's drug-taking culture in a negative way. It allows the excess unused opioids to be placed in the wrong hands. Too many people are getting a hold of prescription opioids and misusing them, which leads to this harmful drug-taking culture. The power of prescription opioids has become desensitized, as well as the harm they can cause. Not too many years ago, I would say the drug-taking culture was beneficial in regards to prescription opiates when they were only used for things like cancer patients in America. This has changed in recent years as the epidemic grew worse. Prescription opiates' past role was being used rarely and only to treat severe cases like cancer patients or people with chronic pain. Prescription opiates' present role is now returning how it used to be, but for a while it was used recreationally and illegally. Prescription opiates' future role, I believe, is going to return to being used rarely and only when absolutely necessary. There's much more that can be said about the contributing factor of overprescription on the opioid epidemic. I highly recommend reading Dreamland, The True Tale of America's Opiate Epidemic by Sam Quinones, as this topic is discussed in great detail. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it.